find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Can I ask a question of you, Mr. Producer? If Herzog is deaf in one ear, how's come every time I sit down, I can't hear the headphones with two good ears? What is this guy, read lips? At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, this is the National Intel Report. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of May, 2007. Coming to you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located in beautiful, almost downtown Round Rock, Texas.
It's at home. I think I got it off of Lens.com, though.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Michael, it was reprinted in the American Free Press, and I left that copy at home. We'll see if we can grab it.
It's on Rens, I'm pretty sure.
All right. I'll tell you what. Before you go home, can you scan the computer real quick?
Yeah.
One in my office.
All right.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. All righty. Something very weird, and this comes from Paul Joseph Watson on Prison Planet that is associated with Alex Jones, talking about CFR warning a false flag attack to ignite Iran war. Now, this is pretty bizarre because they pin the potential blame on Al-Qaeda. The Vatican is calling verbal attacks on the Pope terrorism. I think the Yarmulke crowd out there, I don't care who you believe, is at the root of the evil of the global takeover, whether it's the Zionist or whether it's the Vatican folks or I don't care. Old-time Pharisees, new-time Pharisees, it's all the same. And who cares? You know, I was thinking about this today, folks. Who cares what germ is attacking the body? As long as your immune system is strong, what do you care? And do you need to know? No. You know, that hit me like a clap of thunder today. We're always trying to nitpick and vilify and verify and all of these other things. And whoever attacks the United States, and I don't give a hoot and a holler what their political affiliations are, what their agendas, what their goals are, we have a constitution, we had honest money, we didn't have thieves in government and corporations and everywhere. So as long as people followed the golden rule, oh, that's right, we kind of did away with the Holly Bibble kind of thing, the separation of church and state. Thank you to my communist card-carrying ACLU friends over there, defenders and protectors of liberty. But what does it matter? What does it matter? The only thing you know, if something is attacking the body, the only thing you need to know if it's making you sick. Okay, that's the only thing that you need to know. We'll take the break. Fascist America in 10 easy steps, from Hitler to Pinochet. We're going to go through the list for you. These are writers at The Guardian in England describing to a T what Bush has done here in America. We'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All the news that seems to fit. Ken, are you here today? Mr. Engineer, quit bothering the producer. He's in a fuzz zone today. Fighting the corporate theft of our water, Global Research said that all across the United States, municipal water systems are being bought up by multinational corporations, turning one of our last remaining public commons and our most vital resource into a commodity. Now, folks, remember I kept telling you about the executive order was signed by, I think this was Daddy Bush. It was in the transition of Bill Clinton, his half-brother, same family, it doesn't matter, back in 92. And the Supreme Court upheld it. So it's deal or no deal. They're all whining, the states and the federal government, oh, we're broke. Well, you know, that's like listening to an alcoholic about his alcoholism and watching him take a drink. The road to privatization is being paved by our own government. The Bush administration is actively working to loosen the hold that cities and towns have over public water, enabling corporations to own the very thing we depend on for survival. The effects of the federal government's actions are being felt all the way down to the Conference of Mayors, which has become a feeding frenzy for corporations looking to make sure that nothing is left in the public's hands, including clean, affordable water. Documentary filmmakers Alan Sitow and Deborah Kaufman recently teamed up with author Michael Fox to write Thirst, Fighting the Corporate Theft of Our Water. The three followed water privatization battles across the United States, from California to Massachusetts, from Georgia to Wisconsin, documenting the rise of public opposition to corporate control of water resources. They found that the issue of privatization ran deep. We came to see that the conflicts over water are really about fundamental questions of democracy itself. And as always, I'll substitute the republic itself for democracy. These clowns keep using democracy. I just like to slap the snot out of them. Because we all know what democracy is. As long as the politicians can say that, hey, these people are voting for us and 51% of our constituency want this, well, then there you have it. That's democracy. But under a limited constitutional republic, folks, it cuts out a lot of that nonsense. If it isn't in the Constitution, don't touch it. I'll continue. Who will make the decisions that affect our future and who will be excluded? They wrote in the book preface, and if citizens no longer control their most basic resource, their water, do they really control anything at all? As the effects of climate change are being felt around the world, including decreasing snowpacks and rainfall, is quickly becoming the market's new holy grail. And one of these days I'm going to do a show on the sham of the global warming. By the way, CNN is, I think, doing a story tonight for 2 hours, and Glenn Beck is doing it. Now, this guy has been off base more than he's hit anything. But from the indications I've seen in the previews of the program, he's actually raising the question, where are the credible scientists out there? They're saying, you know what? This is hogwash. He says about every 30,000 years we have this cooling down period, then it heats back up, then it cools back down. He talked about Al Gore's Academy-nominated documentary. I hasten to call it a film. But he said about, he showed a graph in the film of 400,000 years on Earth. And he says it's total hogwash. So, anyhow, that's Glenn Beck's deal. Mayor Gary Podesta, in his State of the City address to his constituents in 2003, sang the praises of privatization to his community located in California's Central Valley. It's time that Stockmen enter the 21st century in its delivery of services and think of our citizens as customers. How's that for a good corporate guy running a little corporation in California? It also means taking our most important resources and putting it at the whims of the market. Currently, water systems are controlled publicly in 90% of the communities across the world and 85% in the United States. But that number is changing rapidly. The authors report that in Thirst, in 1990, 50 million people worldwide got their water services from private companies. But by 2002, it was 300 million and growing. Now, there are a number of reasons to be concerned about this. Globally, corporations are promoting water privatization under the guise of efficiency. But the fact is, they're not paying the full cost of public infrastructure, environmental damage, or health care for those they hurt. And this is according to Ashley Schaefer of the Corporate Accountability International. Water is a human right and not a privilege. There are also significant environmental considerations, which private corporations' sustainability can be tossed out the window. Climate change is a warning that uncontrolled abuse of the Earth's natural resources is leading toward planetary catastrophe. Here again, these are the people that are selling you the fear. Privatization has been pushed aggressively at the federal level for decades, but especially so in the last 6 years. There is a kind of fire sale of everything in the public sector right now, according to Alan Stintow. Water, we think, is the line in the sand. When your water is actually a profit mechanism, people really react negatively to that. Their documentary, Thirst, beautifully documents the coalitions that are forming in communities that are fighting back. But the battles are not easy. They must confront massive political muscle and unlimited financial resources of multinational corporations, not to mention our society's religious belief in the power of the marketplace. I don't know if that has anything to do with religiosity, but that's what the story said. Privatization of municipal water systems is globalization come home, said Deborah Kaufman. In 2000, Bechtel privatized water in Cochabamba, Bolivia. That's actually a city there, Cochabamba, with such miserable consequences that it was shortly driven out of the country in an incredible feat of cross-class organization. But just a few years later, it was awarded a $600 million contract to fix Iraq's ruined water system. And gee, how did it get ruined? Oh, that's right. We just go over there and bomb the snot out of their infrastructure, and there's a corporation ready to go in and assist and lend a hand. Now, what happened in Iraq is really emblematic of the Bush administration and what they're doing, said Kaufman. We view the privatization of water in the United States as the World Bank come home, the third worldization, they call it, of America and American communities. Now, it turns out the United States is an attractive place for the multinationals looking to make inroads into the water business. The three main players are the French companies, Suez and Veolia, formerly Vivendi, and the German group RWE. The companies first pushed water privatization in developing nations, but in many instances, those attempts didn't pan out as planned. It's being difficult to gauge governments and customers. They don't have a lot of money. Now, Public Citizens reports that the U.S., by contrast, presented the promise of a steady, reliable revenue stream from customers willing and able to pay water bills. Problem is, and again, it's in foreign company hands, just like our roads are turning into a boondoggle here for multinational companies. You know, this is part of the globalization process, folks, the taking over and the owning of the infrastructure that used to be ours. And by the way, your tax money already paid for this stuff. You pay for the services on a monthly basis to continue getting the stuff that you've already paid for. But don't worry, private companies can come in and do a better job more efficiently than your state governments can. Now, the companies that already controlled a small percentage of U.S. water held privately were bought by Big Three. And I just read them to you, Suez, Veolia, and U.S. Filter, and RWE. Now, the result has been disastrous. As the documentary shows, rates are increasing, quantity is suffering, customer service is declining, profits are leaving communities, and accountability has fallen by the wayside. And the difference here, ladies and gentlemen, even though your respective state and your community is now a corporation, at least it's a local corporation. But the main drive of corporations are profit. How do you maximize profit? Well, you cut corners where you're able to. Simple as that. How do you fatten your bottom line? Well, you quit paying out so much money. Your job is to take more money. Now, in Felton, California, a small regional utility ran the water system until it was purchased in 2001 by California American Water, a subsidiary of American Water, which is a subsidiary of Thames Water in London, which has also become a subsidiary of the German giant RWE. Residents in Felton saw their rates skyrocket. A woman who runs the facility for people in need saw her water bills increase from $250 to $1,275 per month. RWE also bought the company controlling the water system in Urbana, Illinois, and locals have been unhappy with the service it provides. A few months ago, I got a notice on my door saying the water was turned off, and that when it came back on, I needed to boil it before I used it. Now, that was according to the city's mayor, Laura Prussing, but when she called the number, the company didn't know what was going on, and it was no wonder because the call center was located in Florida. Well, at least it wasn't India. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. Stay tuned, folks. I've got a lot of news to go over today, a lot of in-depth and detail news. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The water crisis come home. Now, the corporate interest in water systems in the United States exists for a very good reason. We have a water crisis. Our drinking and wastewater systems were largely designed 100 years ago, and in many places, little improvements have been made. Aging systems combined with pressures of increasing population, development, and pollution have left many communities close to disaster. Now, again, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Okay. All right. The answer is not corporate takeover. And as a result, corporations have swooped in to offer these public officials an easy out. Not only will they run these aging plants, but they'll save the city millions of dollars in the process. At least that's their promise. So far, it's not even come close to panning out. In 2005, 200 mayors of large and small cities said they would consider privatization if it would save money. In addition to lobbyists, publicists, and campaigns, ad campaigns, the corporations have also directly gone after public officials to sell their wares. Now, the U.S. Conference of Mayors has become an engine of water privatization through the Urban Water Council. They write in, one mayor described a conference of mayors session he attended as a kind of a feeding frenzy, with companies bidding to take over everything from his city's school lunch program to its traffic lights and water services. Financed by the private water industry, staffed by former industry officials, the UWC works hard to give its corporate sponsors face time with the mayors. And the federal government is not doing anything to help. In fact, it's doing the opposite. The administration has backed language and legislation to reauthorize existing federal water funding assistance programs that would require cities to consider water privatization before they could receive federal funding. Holy mackerel. And you thought it was just highway funds. Oh, you've had too many accidents. Not enough people in your city are wearing seatbelts. Oh, we're going to withhold the highway funds until you do something about that. Now, and in lockstep with private industries pay for system upgrades by raising rates to consumers, exactly the strategy the industry hopes will drive cash-strapped and embattled local politicians to opt for the false promise of privatization. Our vaunted Environmental Protection Agency has projected a needed $446 billion for drinking water infrastructure over the next 20 years. But that money is needed, and that is actually allocated in the budget, falls billions short. And I can't help this. We spent over $1 trillion in Iraq. We're going to spend another $1 trillion over there before all said and done. Do you think we're going anywhere? Do you think these Democrat-controlled Congress critters in Washington, D.C. are actually going to get this president to agree to withdraw troops? Ain't going to happen, folks. Now, SNITTOW calls the underfunding of public water systems and public infrastructure as a whole systematic under the Bush administration. On water, President Bush says he wants to fund private companies to do it. He does not want to give money, even loan money, to government agencies at the local level to improve their own water systems. And again, let's go back to North American Union, Mr. Globalist, Mr. Bush. This is part of the plan, folks. You know, I'm dead serious about this. This guy should be hung for treason on many, so many different fronts. I can't even recall them all. But on one, I am absolutely sure of his involvement with the world conquest critters out there. I'll get it out. Erasing these borders, setting up these treaties to undermine this country and to globalize it, that's enough for treason charges right there, and they would not, they would stick, folks. There's no way that this guy could coat himself with Teflon grease or anything else to get out of it. He is treasonous. The man needs to be in jail. The mindset goes against public opinion. Oh, by the way, on water, as I said, the Bushy here wants to fund the private companies. The mindset goes against public opinion and environmental law. The Safe Drinking Water Act, passed in 1974, says this: the federal government needs to provide assistance to communities to help the communities meet federal drinking water requirements. And a national poll showed that 86% of Americans supported creating a water infrastructure trust fund. My God, don't leave another trust fund in the hand of the politicians. They'll rob it. But this is an issue of a partisan problem. As reported in 1997, the Clinton administration changed the law to the benefit of private companies. Previously, municipal utility contracts were limited to 5 years, but Clinton changed it to allow contracts to be extended up to 20 years. The rule change unleashed a wave of industry euphoria, with predictions that private companies would soon be running much of what is now a public service. Privatization comes from both Democrats and Republicans, folks, so don't feel politically slighted here, particularly the Clinton wing of the Democratic Party. Clinton advanced this in a number of areas. Bush has taken it to the extreme. Why? Well, because they're both globalists. That's why. One from column A, one from column B. It doesn't matter. You get the same old mishmash. You get the globalists. And its wife is running for the presidency in 2008. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And coming around to what I was talking about, the North American Union, leaked document reveals bulk water exports to be discussed at continental integration talks. And this is by a story by the Council of Canadians. The leaked document of prominent Washington-based think tank obtained by the Council of Canadians reveals that government officials and business leaders from Canada, Mexico, and the United States are scheduled to discuss bulk water exports in a closed-door meeting at the end of the month as part of a larger discussion on North American integration. Titled the North American Future 2025 Project, the initiative being led by the U.S.-based Carter for Strategic and International Studies, the Conference Board of Canada, and the Mexico Centro de Investigación Docentia, called for a series of closed-door meetings on North American integration dealing with a number of highly contentious issues, including bulk water exports, a joint security perimeter, and a continental resource pact. According to the document, a roundtable on the future of the North American environment is planned for Friday, and it's already passed. It happened last week, the 27th, in Calgary, and to discuss the water consumption, water transfers, and artificial diversions of bulk water with the aim of achieving joint optimum utilization of the available water. Now, this is just the latest in a series of closed-door meetings that grant the business sector privileged access while shutting out the public. And this is according to Maude Barlow, National Chairperson on the Council of Canadians. The document is damning not just because it outlines the process that lacks transparency and accountability, she states, but also because of what is being discussed by governments and so-called corporate stakeholders. The document also reveals that trilateral coordination of energy policy and the development of the North American security architecture are being discussed by high-level government officials from Canada, U.S., and Mexico. The Council of Canadians is demanding that the Canadian government cease all further participation in such talks on North American integration until there is a parliamentary debate and a meaningful public consultation on the issue. Why do they even want to talk about it? Now, to consult the leaked document, North American Future 2025 Project, it's in a PDF format, and if you go to globalresearch.com, I do believe that it is, you can get that document for yourself. The privatization of our infrastructure, if you read that executive order, that means that anything that was formerly held publicly is now up for sale, ladies and gentlemen. Water treatment plants, bridges, roads, it doesn't matter. Power companies, it doesn't matter. It's all up for corporate grab. And this is what we talked about a long time ago, and I don't think people really got their hands around this thing. I don't think they really understood what the globalization process was. It's just not a world government with a world currency, and we have to obey international laws. We're now adding in the corporate sphere to this problem. And as I said before, the globalization process, it is government. Okay, it's the unholy triad. Banks, government, and corporations, all holding hands together. Now, I don't think I even need to get out my Constitution copy here to read about privatization, because you know what? It's not in the Constitution. It's what the corporate taskmasters, the bought-off politicians, our real taskmasters, the global banking elite, all want to have happen. And it's going to continue until the public is aware of what the hell is going on to them. What's happening to them? Everybody wants to focus on, you know, the takeover America, the police state. Well, yeah, that's the enforcement arm. By the way, I just watched V again last night. Folks, I'll tell you what. If you want a refresher course of what America is going to look like, go watch the movie again. You know, this just isn't about a fascist police state, because, as I said, that's the enforcement arm. From the little corporate coffer keystone cops, you know, we call them police in this country, but they're really highly paid security guards with force continuum powers. They can talk to you or shoot you. Doesn't matter. They follow public policy, which has nothing absolutely to do with the federal or state constitution. And anytime you catch these people doing something, they do it because there are not the watchdogs out there stopping them from doing it. It isn't, it is a sad situation. But there are too many people, gosh, do I even want to say this again? There's too many people asleep at the switch. There's too many people that are sitting around watching this happen. And we've detailed this exhaustively. We've talked about this. To watch your city councils. Watch what your cities are doing. Challenge them. All right, the idea of the Second American Revolution, you picking up a rifle and going out in the street and shooting somebody, or, God forbid, somebody would shoot you in defense of this great republic, Well, if that doesn't exactly float your boat, then why aren't you not at least actively involved? And again, I hasten to use the word politics, because everybody considers your city councils and your state governments and, you know, oh, it's just all politics. Well, think about that. All just politics? No, politics is what happens when you disregard your Constitution. That's when the politicking takes over. That's when the endless debates about their unconstitutionality and their illegality starts to take over. That's what you get. You get politics when you don't have these clowns paying attention to the founding documents. And most of them regard this country as a democracy. That is not an accident. If it's the will of the people, if the news media, the corporate news media, and our little politicians can get up there on their soapbox and convince 51% of their constituency on any subject, I don't care what it is, well, then that's their democracy. That becomes then their law. That's their mandate. Well, I have the will of the people. See, the voters said so. Well, I hate to say this, but leaving this country into just leaving it in the hands, and we really are the bulwark, folks, of our constitutional republic. We have done a lousy job of defending it and protecting it. And it's really amazing. Once you start to shine the light of day on these clowns and you get up in their face and you challenge them as a proud, honest, hardworking, God-loving, God-fearing, at least, American, that say, hey, wait a minute, we already have the ideas prescribed in the states and federal constitutions. We don't need no monkeying around with this. And you get right in their face. It's amazing how fast they back down. But this is happening all around the country. This is why, ad nauseum, I guess people don't want to hear what I'm saying. I'm looking at my internet numbers today, and they're down. You know, what do they want to hear? Another guest on the latest assault against the Republic? I'll say this again, folks. It's boots on the ground, people that are involved, people that are active. What in the hell has happened to you? Where have you gone? You know, I don't even want to do this show for the rest of the day. Can you play me? I'm about ready to lose it here. I am about ready to lose it. Supposed to talk when a microphone's in front of your face? I'm tired of talking. I am watching the meltdown of a country with too many informed people sitting around and doing absolutely nothing. And maybe that's why I'm chasing them away, because they don't want to hear that. Well, that happens to be the truth. That happens to be the truth. I have said this, and I've said it, and I've said it, and I've said it. That the only way that we're going to get this country back is by the involvement of many more people that at least have the rudimentary understanding of the Constitution, that they know they don't live in a democracy. You know, and people in this country are sitting around. Big story on CNN today? Oh, that's right. Britney Spears made a comeback. After 3 years of hiatus on stage, she makes a comeback. Here's the deal, folks. We have it within our power and within our grasp right now to make a change in this country. Not because we should or we oughta or anything else. It's because it is our obligation and our duty and our right as being born an American to support and defend this country. A little uncomfortable, a little bit too time-consuming. Oh, I don't have any time. I'm too busy working. I'm too busy doing this. While you sit around and you watch your country melt down. Here's the question for today. I'm not going to do any more news stories. The hell with this. I think you got the idea out there. I want to ask you people a question out there. And I am serious about this. Do you people want this network to stick around or not? Do you value this network? Why do you value it? And why do you want it to stick around? I'll entertain phone calls at 800-313-9443. Because I have not spoken a lot about this, but I am right now. I will right now for a few minutes. This network came under attack in January of this year, 2007. We barely, and I mean barely, survived that attack from a disgruntled employee that decided for moral reasons, mind you, that he was going to take down our website. That one little instance from a guy that was taking the moral course against this network and all of its talk show hosts almost nailed this network. And by the way, they were busy doing their own little network out there. Five employees left here. A talk show host were cajoled into leaving the network because we were going down. And the first example was given, well, see, their website's not even up. And look how bad that guy is that runs that network over there. Folks, we barely survived that. Why? I don't know. Some have suggested because, well, people don't know who and what to believe anymore. Folks, I've given 110% for a lot of years. In the exercise of freedom of speech, which all communications are, and I don't care if it's your mouth to somebody's ear, or it's on a satellite, or on TV, or newspapers, or magazines, or whatever, that's under the First Amendment. That little attack put this network almost down. Now, did people believe that what they read? Maybe some of them did. I don't know. But it seriously put us behind the eight ball. We're still 3 months down on our bills. Shortwave might be turned off in any second. And I'm not joking. And I am watching this. And I've been hearing the question echoing. It's the bad question that nobody wants to hear. Are we really making a difference? And does anybody even give a crap? Now, folks, personally, not speaking for the movement, I'm speaking just for myself right now, not anybody else. I've been doing this for almost 15 years now. I have not quit. I have not given up. I've had adversity like you would not believe. You think you people have had problems out there? I doubt that probably only a few percent out there could even come close to what has happened to yours truly and the networks that he has been involved in. It is a mind-numbing exercise in trying to collect enough money, trying to sell enough product, keeping good hosts with good information on the air and giving their broadest outreach possible. It is a mind-numbing experience. How many networks have you seen come and go out there, ladies and gentlemen? How many networks out there do kind of like a half-baked job? Because they have not put the proper people in the positions they should be in. I've wanted to recently do a pledge drive because, quite frankly, my wife is pulling her hair out going, and she's an excitable one. She will lose sleep over trying to pay a bill. So you people get the information out there. And I've been toying around with the idea of doing a pledge drive, but I don't know if I want to disappoint myself again. And I've actually been contemplating shutting the network down. Seriously. Kill that break. Just kill it. I don't even know if people are out there supporting the advertisers, which keeps the wheels on this wagon. I've not done any pledge drives because what I've wanted to do is set this up as a commercial entity. I've even had people complain to me that you have too many commercials on air. And the very same people that were complaining the loudest never donated one damn dollar to this network. But they want their information. They're there with a basket full of criticism. But they won't support what you're doing. And in my mind, people like that are not lifting a finger into preservation. God forbid if they ever had to lay their life on the line for this country, for this great republic. These are little scoundrels that would slink into the shadows, never to be seen or heard from again. I've heard it all, ladies and gentlemen. I've heard it all. George in Florida. Hello, George.
How you doing?
Out of my wit's end, with this country, people's attitudes, their lethargy, their stupidity, I've about had it, George.
You know, the thing is, it's more like, you know, in Florida, it's like you whack up people upside the head with the truth, I mean, they'll just, where's the beer? You know, that's, you know, and it's like, it's frightening. Because right now, on our Florida legislature, they passed a bunch of laws allowing Department of Children and Family more power and more access to try to grab your kids.
Yep.
Even buy a lousy traffic ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the people said? Well, there's abuse going on. I said, we got 3,000 kids plus missing in the state of Florida. And I said, and they can't find that. And you're giving more laws to go find more, to grab more kids that are more likely to get abused in these decrepit foster homes?
George, you know the problem down there. What do you possibly think the solution might be to stop these creatures from doing any more damage to you down in Florida?
Obey the Constitution.
Okay, you and I might do that, but you're not in a public office.
Well, I just hope, I tried writing the legislature, the state, the governor. I tried everything, and it's like, it's all on deaf ears.
The voices are not loud enough. They're not numerous enough. George, my whole point is we got too many people sitting out there on their fat little duffs doing nothing. How many people, George, this is kind of a rhetorical question. I'm not really putting you on the spot. It doesn't really require an answer. But how many people do you think in the state of Florida that knows what the heck's going on, that knows how bad things are, but yet have not organized, not united a voice, not given amplification to their voice, have not really gone after these creatures? And under the subheading of treason against the Constitution, you can throw a lot of stuff in there, my friend. But how many people that of like minds of you that know what's going on, how many of them do you hear singing, as I call, the song of the damned? Oh, woe is me. Oh, we can't do anything. How many, George?
Oh, a lot.
Especially a lot.
And we try to wake up the churches, the Pentecostal, the evangelical, and, they're all saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord. What's that bingo Saturday night?
Yep.
And, you know, and it's like, it's not doing a darn thing as far as, like, this is a problem with the church. This is attacking the family. And they're going to come after their families first. And if a kid does get taken away in a church, well, you must have did something wrong.
Yeah, well, and again, who are the parishioners of these 501c3 churches that all they want to do is sell you Jesus, but sell you into slavery by not saying that you need to stand up against evil no matter where it is, however it presents itself? And I got a solution for them. I don't know what to do exactly about those preachers except to say that the parishioners, the members of those churches, get in that preacher's face and say, if that's the best you can do, pal, it's time to step down from the pulpit. Get out of town. Go sell used cars.
That's about right.
And I'm serious. People have lost their guttiness, their grittiness, their ability to stand up. I'm not quit after 15 years, but I'm watching people quit every day. And I'll be hung upside in a bucket of crap if I'm going to go out there, and I'm not going to go quietly into the night. Trust me.
Well, you know, the thing is, I even found out I was a little scared at first. I started passing out Jack McLamott literature to the local police about telling them what's really going on. And I thought I would get a backlash, and I really found out I got a pretty good response. I mean, it's like, darn, at least somebody's standing up and saying that like it is, you know, putting it in perspective. You know, they haven't made a 180, but, you know, I'm getting them thinking.
And before our constitutionally elected county sheriffs, and here again, I'm talking locally, acting locally, to go out there and campaign for somebody that knows the Constitution before he straps on a gun and sticks a badge on his chest. And if you find that a county sheriff in your county is acting contrary to that Constitution, guess what? There's grand juries. Grand juries have not gone away. You need to drag that character's butt up in front of these systems and say, hey, look, clown, what you're doing is illegal, unconstitutional. You swore to uphold and protect the Constitution. You're not doing your job. Step down or criminal charges will be filed against you.
I mean, it's like the sheriff, I mean, he's a common law officer. In Florida, under the Constitution, he's not even considered law enforcement. Can you find that possible?
Improbable. They've been trying to shut down the county sheriffs. These guys have been relegated to being jailers, gophers.
Uh-huh.
Their offices are underfunded. I know in Calhoun County, Battle Creek, Michigan, these guys work from 9 to 5, and that's about it. And if any emergency happens after 5 p.m., don't call the local sheriff. Call the Battle Creek Corporate Keystone Coffer Cops. George, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
I'm mad as hell, folks, and quite frankly, I'm not going to take it anymore from the globalists or from lazy and stupid people. And I don't give a damn what camp you claim to be in. Enough is enough. Yvonne, Dick, Rick, Dylan, Don, and others, hang on. I'm going to get to all of your calls. By God, folks, we better get a spine. We better step up. I'm not going to voluntarily quit. But if we don't have the funding for this network to continue, I don't see the point. Do you? Because I ain't got nothing left to sell. And we do the best job of any damn network out there. And for those that don't think that we do, tune into the other guys. Red, white, and blue, we must take
It's true.